From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Here's a friendly neighbourhood record store employee, Troy. Hi, Troy.
Well, hi, how are you?
How are things over there in the friendly neighbourhood?
As usual.
Friendly?
Yeah.
How can things be as sad or stressful in a world, in a room full of musical wonderments?
That's exactly right.
That's what I was saying. Have you got some? Did you bring some wonderments with you?
I did. Would you like to start?
No. It feels like you've got some sort of preamble you want to crack into.
Well, things change quickly in the record world. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Things change
quickly. They just, you flip over and then the other side. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, one of the things I planned to talk about today was that last Friday there was a surprise release of a new Nils Frahm EP, which is entitled Encores One. It's amazing. Except we're not.
Who's Nils Frahm?
You know who Nils Frahm is.
Who's Nils Frahm?
Nils Frahm is a, well, you know, because we did the All Melody album.
I'm just asking for those at home.
If you didn't know. Nils Frahm is, I suppose you could say that he's a neoclassical kind of modernist composer, performer.
What I learned from that record we played the other week was he runs a very tidy studio.
Oh, yes, he does.
Impeccably tidy. Yep. Like he's Swedish or something.
Which he isn't, but
yeah,
he is.
But, you know. Tidy or Swiss tidy.
I'll tell you what put me off
tidy.
Nils Frahm.
I can't work with people like that.
Can you?
I just like not too tidy.
No, I can't imagine.
Where's all your stuff? That's what I think to myself.
Well, I got put off Nils Frahm ever so slightly when I saw a video of him, a live performance, and he'd forgotten to put one of his shoes on.
Forgotten to put?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps it was by design.
Maybe he was aiming for barefoot and just accidentally put one on. By mistake.
Well, he had a sock on the other one.
Bluffing sock. Yeah.
But either way, the reason we're not talking about it is it completely sold out, and I'm not sure if we can get any more from Erase Tapes.
Oh my gosh.
We put the brakes on that one.
All right. That'll teach us to talk it up on BFM, the greatest radio station in the world.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so let's start with this. How about Volume 3 of a really great soul jazz series? I think you'll remember the previous one we did of this, which is entitled Boombox, Early Independent Hip-Hop, Electro and Disco Rap, 1979 to 1983.
Shit.
This is mainly stuff from New York. There's some of the first West Coast rap on here as well, but... predominantly, these Boombox compilations have been New York stuff that most of you wouldn't have heard. And by most of you, I mean me as well.
It's making me... I'm tingling. Thinking about it.
It's... do you remember the last one we did?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the last one we did, I think, was it was more of a... We played quite a disco-y number where there was...
Was it a Boombox one?
It was. It was green instead of blue.
Didn't have that guy with a cool digital watch on in the front.
But what about these guys?
Oh, they're just breaking.
Look at that.
They're body popping and breaking. They fly and they're... what's the era we're talking here?
79
to 83.
Yep. So this is really the early days of hip hop.
That's chuck some cardboard down and twit, isn't it?
It is. Now, I said that I hadn't really, like, both me and Kerry Buchanan from the shop, every time one of these boombox comes out, we look and we think, right, how much of this stuff do we know? And this time I knew one and Kerry knew none. Yeah. So it's not like the tried and tested stuff.
Kerry knew one. Interesting.
Yeah. No, Kerry didn't know any.
He knows a couple.
The one that I knew was I only previously knew from a compilation as well, a different compilation, and it's the one we're going to play. And it's the only single ever done by this artist. And this artist is called She.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
And She was, as far as I understand, She was her name, Sheila. Sheila Spencer. She made...
Oh, she shortened it.
Yeah. But she was also known as Ms. DJ.
Right.
And the name of this tune is...
This really is at the start of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, this is totally...
Mr. DJ? It's like Ms. Pac-Man?
DJ. Yeah. She was the only one. Ms. DJ. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not single, but not married.
No, it's indeterminate.
Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to say?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know. Ms. DJ.
But this is from 1980, and of course, the way that the history is painted, you would think that men were responsible for everything. And that's just absolute nonsense.
That's what men think.
That is what men think. It's generally what...
Yeah.
But I really like it when it's proved wrong. Something from pioneering from way back, right at the beginning of something, proves that it wasn't just the what is it called, the male narrative that was true at the time. She, Ms. DJ, wrap it up. Is that what it's called?
It's called Ms. DJ, wrap it up.
It is called Ms. DJ, wrap it up.
So the word wrap was nicely entrenched by the stage?
Yep. And you'll listen that it's not samples, it's real drums here.
I can remember there used to be TV stories like on New Zealand News. Okay. And it's just rhyming over drum beats. Have a listen to this.
Crank it.
You got it. If I can't end it, I won't start it. Even though it's just for fun, the world must know I'm number one. I want the straights on the left, the curves on the right. I'm gonna
I love that shit, eh?
You all unite. Get on up, no more sitting down. I am the baddest witch in town. I'm at the flash of
the
Curtis Blow is cool, and I'm like Eve, I broke the rule. Now all you male DJs, relax. I'm the gal that's burning tracks. I'm spinning punk and rock and funk and bop. You'll chill out with my new wave box.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ready or not, I'm gonna rap some more.
Okay. Oh, big brass.
When I'm rapping to the music.
It's like
and my tongue begins to
it would have been devastating at the time, but it's sort of now, listening to it, sounds a wee bit like someone's mum going, I can rap. Come in the microphone.
Oh, come on, no, it's like, this is what rappers sounded like.
I know.
I've been rapping all across the land. I'm proving just how bad I am. I started out in the USA, where I rap from New York to LA.
It's a lot of rapping.
It is.
DC too, then I rapped across the
and I love the old woo, yeah, woo, in the background of these old tracks as well, just the pretendy crowd.
See, what you got to remember is that this was conceived as dance music.
Oh, absolutely, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and you think now, like, I guess you could say hip-hop is kind of dance music adjacent still, but back then...
I prefer this type of hip-hop than probably modern hip-hop.
Yeah.
So the rest of the stuff on the boombox, on the boombox 3, is it all as just timeless as that? That's awesome.
It is.
So, We've got a six sided. It's a three discer.
Three LP set. Yep.
Three LP set.
Or two CD. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Limited or not?
No, not limited in that it's going to be deleted in the next month or two. No.
Well, hell no. It's important. These are important jewels that should be available to the end of time.
These are, and like most of these. Like I said, well, I hadn't really heard many of these people, but the thing is, these were things that came out on indie labels just as singles, and these people never did anything again.
That's what's so cool about all these compilations that sort of been are coming out now, is that they're just the curating of them is just flawless.
Yeah.
On some of them, it's just like, you know, whoever has gone through those independent. Never did anything against our singles that were at the bottom of that box has gone through them very carefully and been very considered in their and what goes where, and that's really cool.
I agree.
As a music fan, I find it very refreshing.
I think the last time we did a boombox on From the Crate, we played TJ Swan and Company, who reappear here. And TJ Swan and Company, I think, if I remember correctly, it was produced by Phil Pratt. It was the great Jamaican reggae producer. Oh, listen to that. She plays punk and rock and funk and what was the other one?
Oh, just from New York to LA.
And DC too. Yeah.
All right. She, Ms. DJ, wrap it up.
Ms. DJ, wrap
Boombox
it up.
3. Next record, please, Troy.
Next record. There's a young man from Scotland who goes under the name Proc Fiscal.
A wee Ben.
Yes, and this is his debut album on Hyperdub Records. He put out an EP on Hyperdub last year, but now here is the album, Insular.
It's got a telltale, am I right in saying, some sort of reggae lion there?
I don't know. I thought it was something to do with Edinburgh, but I could be wrong.
So they have lions in Edinburgh.
No, but they're the lions. Athens of the north, aren't they? So.
So what are we going to play with? So
this is
interesting track listing. Restart, Apple Juice, Continuance, 21, at Achiltibui, Scotch Precog, Pints, Dopamine, Punishment Exercise, Dishwashing, Vaudeville, Future Headache, Hoax Non Trinit, Evil Spirits, I like you, and Morin No Did.
So what we got
here? What the hell's going on?
Is
modern. This out this year, 2018.
Yep, this is 2018 grime, basically.
You've said it. There we go.
I have. Yeah. Yep. Dishwashing is the one I think we need to hear.
More. There's the bubbly.
More.
I wonder what the protocol is about having like bubbly, soapy sounds in grime. You don't want too much, obviously.
One really cool thing about this album, Insular, is that all of the voices that are sampled throughout the record, they're all Scots. And I think, in fact, they might all be Edinburgh, and they might all be a specific area of Edinburgh.
I'm really liking that, actually. Sounds like a whole bunch of different instruments and aliens all arriving for a party.
Yeah.
All just sort of, you know, streaming into a room.
That's kind of cool in that there's not really a melody. Well, it's not really one melody. It's not something that goes through the whole thing.
Certainly, it's not a sound I would think when I think of Edinburgh.
No,
you know, but maybe there's in Edinburgh that we don't, you know, I'm generalising. I'm saying presumptuous of me, you know. That's presumptuous of you.
Yeah, of you. I'm sure it's not all the castle and.
I like you.
Oh, you didn't.
It's really nice. It's really nice. It's really pleasant. Very pleasant to try.
Okay, it's not all as relaxed as this, but this is quite an exciting album.
Production's beautiful on it. How would you describe this? You can't say aliens and instruments arriving into a room, because I've already used that one.
I would actually describe it as containers of various sizes. With different volumes.
All exercising their right to speak.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It almost sounds almost like Oriental sort of.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Almost like a traditional Indonesian-y sort of arrangement thing. That's in my head anyway. That's in my head. Yeah.
If you caught the accent in some of those voices.
A little bit. Yeah. I'm trying to listen out for that, but. If I was Scottish, I'd just love my accent as well.
If you were Scottish, you wouldn't hear it.
They hear it. Where would you play this? What time would you be putting this record on?
Well, despite what the name of this suggests, dishwashing, I would not.
No, I wouldn't do it.
I would never play this while doing anything but. Listening in a specific situation. I mean listening, not just standing there while it's playing.
Mm. Do you often do that? Just put a record on and stand there?
Well, yeah, I do actually.
Same. You look like you have a good time. You know, I love music.
It's like staring into
TV
air.
TV as well, I think it's weird.
The ideal time, I have a suspicion that the ideal time for this would be twilight.
Oh, you dirty bugger.
You think so?
When you're bringing the cows in?
I don't have any cows, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I'm just, you know.
Oh, you mean figurative cows?
Yeah, that time of the day, you know.
No, Edinburgh, Scotland.
Oh, Edinburgh, Scotland, eh?
No, Edinburgh.
Oh. See, there you go. Then there's the joke.
What was that? I said, proc.
Prokfiskal is the young man's name. Insular is the name of his album. Hyperdub is the label. And it is a very nice double LP at a very special cheap price.
Oh, I'm not even going to ask.
No.
How much?
But it's...
How much?
It's $37.
See, God, it double hour, brand new. We're now come to the final track of the segment, Troy.
Now, the final track, this is where we were going to be playing. In fact, let's start up this final track now.
All right, we won't talk about Nils Frahm.
Right? No, we won't. Even though the Nils Frahm thing is also a piano thing. However, this here, this is great.
Just straight into it.
Straight into it. Keep it going. Ryu Fukui.
Excuse me?
Well, you can see his name there. Ryo?
Ryo Fukui. Yeah, yeah.
Now, this was a Japanese musician in the 70s and released two albums independently in 1976 and 1977, I think, or maybe 78. But they were the only studio records he made. There was a live record which came out many years later.
Why only a couple? Do we know?
No. And it's bizarre.
Perfectionist, got bored of it.
Well, is it
found isn't, religion?
No, he was an odd character. That
he was a good piano player by the sound of it.
Taught himself to play when he was 22. Made this record when he was 26.
Shut up.
Yeah. And
I see. Yeah, smarty pants. Yeah.
But listen, it's what we like to call a piano trio again. And this is from Sapporo. This is recorded in Sapporo in a hall, but with no audience. There's some standards on here. It Could Happen to You, I Want to Talk About You, which of course famously done by John Coltrane. Autumn Leaves, famously done by nearly everyone. But this is one of his compositions, Early Summer.
Oh, that suits its title.
And there's a new label out.
It's got the word jazz written across the front. There's a big sticker, the jazz. We release jazz.
Now, We Release Jazz is a new offshoot of the record label We Release What the F We Want. Seriously?
Yep.
And I think they're from Switzerland. But this is they've released both of his records. This and Mellow Dream is their first two releases on this label. Those of you who worry about these things, this is Half Speed Masters at
Music
Matters.
What does that mean?
That means literally what it sounds like. The mastering, where all the frequencies are adjusted, is done with the tapes running at half speed, so not to lose anything.
Oh, so you just don't lose anything.
So, and it's done at Music Matters. It's pressed at Optimal in Germany, one of the best pressing plants in the world. This amazing old-style tip-on sleeve, very heavy. And Mike, weight is important to you.
Your weight is important to me. Yes, no, you're right. That's... you would be very hard pressed to find any sort of disappointing aspects about this particular record.
You would, and
this particular re-release.
Most of us haven't heard of this man. He's one of those. Because if you listen to it, it's not what the sound of jazz in the 70s was about. It's not fusion-y. Doesn't have any funk influence. It's basically acoustic. Bop-based improvisations.
Let me read what it says on the front here. It's called Scenery, is it?
It is called Scenery.
Scenery reveals
Ryo Fukui
as a miraculously brilliant self-taught pianist fusing moodle, boop, and cool jazz influences for a personal dexterous and game-changing take on classic standards.
Okay.
That's a very colourful description. Although, listen to him on those ivories.
Listen now.
You're not going to go to the bar and get a drink while that's playing.
Hell no.
Some people just make piano sound beautiful, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I think this Woo! Man...
We're going to get lost in that.
He passed away a couple of years ago, but I suspect he would have been very proud of these.
I'd say he'd still be playing piano somewhere.
Yeah. So this is, like I said, this is the first release on the new label We Release Jazz, which I suspect is what they're going to be doing.
Yes.
You like this?
Yes, I mean, jazz. I like what it sounds.
You dig the sound of this?
I dig the sound of that jazz. Hey, thank you, Troy.
Thank you so much.
All those records are available right now at Southbound Records, and we'll speak to you again this time next week, Troy.
You will, thank you.
Marvellous.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
BFM News Headlines.
FIA Kene coming up in your news at 10. People evicted from their homes due to methamphetamine testing are waiting to find out if they're owed compensation. The death toll has risen to 75, with nearly 200 people missing as the Fuego volcano in Guatemala continues to explode. Most New Zealand universities have slipped in the QS World University Global Rankings, and plastic contamination has reached Earth's last wilderness, Antarctica. These stories in full at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much indeed.
No worries.
Lock up your prize, Lester Longwell. 95 BFM is out on the freak, heading for the Newland Bowling Club, June 27th.
With MC Zach Arnold, the enchanting and ethereal sounds of Samara Alofa and New Age future fictional car yard music with the Julian Dine and Jonathan Crayford duo, a.k.a. Two Farben.
Freak, 7 to 9 p.m. June 27th at the New Lynn Bowling Club, totes free.
Thanks to NZ-ear Music and Rudy's Brewers of Beer.
It's your Kiwaha o Te Wiki, your saying of the week. This week,
Kia are are ngā mata. Let's get ready to rumble.
Bro, are you ready for the last week of assessments?
Kia are are ngā mata. Kia are are ngā mata. Let's get ready to rumble.
It's your Kiwaha o Te Wiki.
Brought to you by Ngā Tauira Māori, the University of Auckland Māori Students Association.
It's New Zealand. On 95 BFM, we were there first.
You're up, Lachlan. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, it'd be nice if I'm
there. Yeah. Okay. So the Wire's coming up at midday today, and you're going to give us an insight into what we might be able to hear on the show.
I am today.
Tell us.
Yeah. Well, Andrew Little, as ever, is joining me.
Good on him. With his regular slot.
Well, yeah. We had a good discussion this morning, talking mainly about tough on crime in the justice system, and for the past 30 years that's been the consensus, and how this government's going to challenge that.
Now, I feel like you've talked to your friend Andrew about this on numerous occasions.
Well, yes, but this is from a sort of different view. We're talking the public perception of why is tough on crime good, how is he going to change this so he, when he does push through his reforms that apparently he's going to push through,
which are pending pretty soon, aren't they?
They can't just, you know, be changed by the national government easily. You need to get the public on side, and so far he's not really done that, but he says he will. There's a justice summit or something coming up. Yeah, okay, well, you know, that's Andrew Little for you. Just kidding, Andrew, I love you.
No, I said the justice summit sounded
boring. Oh, it does, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Although, and what else?
Well, he actually,
he sent out quite a good tweet actually about it, making a Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young joke. But
I don't know.
Stuart Nash. Okay. We've also got Monarchy.
He's even older than me. It's a little week. Monarchy. Yep.
Our Wire Worry Week is on Monarchy. On Tuesday they did Monarch Butterflies. On Wednesday, I don't know what they did. And on Thursday, we're talking about the Kingitanga movement.
Good call. Yeah, yeah, interesting.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, a bit of a different take. You know, everyone's expecting me to do a thing on why we should get rid of the monarchy, but I already did that about a month ago.
See, well, that'll teach people to try and second guess the old lock.
I think, hey, you know, bring the guillotine back.
Do you know what Lachlan's nickname is?
The old locker?
Nah, it's Big Hoss.
Big Hoss. Follow me on Twitter @_ekater. And finally, we've got our regular segments with Ben Goldson, who actually hasn't come in yet because he's very, very lazy. I love you too, Ben. We've got this day in history on Sunday.
He might have hurt himself.
And neutral. No, I sent him a text saying, are you alive?
He does work at a garden centre, so.
He did, he said.
What has he got, soil poisoning?
It's Legionnaires' disease, isn't it?
No, you get it from air conditioning units, man.
No, what? Soil. That's why I have to have a mask on. I was potting recently and I didn't have a mask on because I live life on the edge. But
someone's
going to
die.
Kill you. All right.
So he's not here.
So this day in history will be on something and Neutral Corner will be on something else. But, you know, tune in at 12 with me, your host, Lachlan.
That's the why at 12 o'clock today on 95 BFM.
Far out. It's Pearl to talk about the top 10.
Hi, Pearl.
Hey, what's up?
I'm just trying to figure out if you could work out some sort of, whether we could run the numbers and sort of do a weekly gambling thing with the top 10 because
yeah.
It's
let's start gambling. I love gambling. Oh, Joga lost lots of money gambling. Did you know that?
Did she?
Oi, do you want to gamble how much she lost?
$15?
Up.
$17.
Up. Like...
You're filming this, Joga.
13,
what's wrong with you?
15 times.
The family savings.
$200.
$250,000.
$300.
$1,000.
Oh, my God. Nearly a quarter of $1,000,000.
But she won, too.
No, she lost.
She probably won like 20. You can't,
frittered
you can't,
it away.
You can't win anything if you still lost $300.
Frittered it away.
She doesn't even. She
was
it
on the dogs? Was it on the dogs?
That's an excuse. She doesn't even drink. That's
was
not
it,
even
was
an
it,
excuse.
Was it on the dogs or what? What is it?
What were you playing on?
Was it Fight Club or something?
She doesn't even want to tell her. Yeah, she was betting on rooster fighting.
Dog fights or something like that.
Yeah.
Pokies.
It was the pokies.
Was it the pokies?
How do you spend $300 on the pokies?
Wow, what a loser!
What? So you still lost $300. Terrible.
So the top 10 is a really neat thing that you do, Pearl. And it's I was just saying, you'd be hard pressed to pick it every week, wouldn't you? It's
honestly,
it's a whole
that's
new,
actually
it's
quite
a whole
true.
New
I don't know how
fish.
You would even like get started on betting about it.
It's
I
a whole new kettle of fish this week. We've got all sorts in there. Like a couple of right at the top there. Is that Pusha T at number one?
It is Pusha T at number one.
Sweet mercy.
It's a good song. It's a good album.
What's that? Kanye's at number two. The old bloody rollicking pirate ship at number two.
Number three is someone called Salvia Plath, and I thought they were from North America.
I see what they've done there. They've done that popular thing of taking a popular name and just twiddling
and
it, yeah.
Like a, you know.
yeah, it's a good song, though, was it?
Track, yeah, I Was All Over Her. Now, it's weird because they were released on a North American, from a North American label, so I always thought they were obviously
they
from
must be North America.
America,
yeah.
But they're from Wellington.
Oh, what?
But then who is it? Why have they never done a gig in
Why
New Zealand?
Why are they going to live in America then if they're going to get a
bloody, exactly.
Yeah, well, why don't Americans come in the
I don't know who
here,
it is. They've never done a show in New Zealand. But anyway, good track. Number three.
Good track, though, yeah.
Number four, Shreyas and LSJ, We're the Paps.
What are they referring to there, We're the Paps?
Paparazzi.
We're a paparazzi.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant the papers, you know?
Oh, maybe it is. Yeah. I just assume paparazzi.
Yeah.
Because it's like a, I don't know. Number five, Fano Spa. Leather and Wood.
Leather and Wood.
Oh yeah,
leather
that one I accidentally wrote the wrong thing and then printed it out and then
no one can, no one else can see that though, Pearl. So
I was just explaining it to you. Swit It though, off the top, featuring Diggy Dupe, Mellow Downs, GSB, and Rizwan. What a all star lineup on that track.
Yeah, I was watching the video for that, and they all get to go, which I like in that song. It's really
it's
nice.
Nice.
They all get to go. It's just a good collab. And
very
then the internet just dropping there at number seven with Come Over.
Yeah, and Tay, who's the only one still on the top 10 from last week, with OK.
What? See, that's out of it, isn't it?
I know.
And then Boy Crush at number 9 with Face Melt, featuring Midior.
And number 10 was Miss June with Twitch.
Now, people vote for the BFM listeners vote for the top 10, don't they? And they decide how it all plays out.
I really rely on the listeners, and I rely on them going to 95bfm.com/top10 or texting 5395, the word vote at the start, and they can put the name of the artist or the song they want to see at number one.
Pearl.
Because I know everything.
Pearl, what do you think it is about the number one song this week that launched it to that position?
That everyone hates Drake, and he made a song about how much he hates Drake as well. So everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Also, it's just a really good album,
Drake's
and this
a
is
twat.
A really good track. So
I
this is the.
Everyone hates Drake.
Yeah, everyone hates Drake because Drake is a twat.
This is the first song off the album, Daytona. It's only 7 songs long. Bloody good. New
toy. Thank you, Pearl.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Rock star like Pink Floyd, waving at rude boy. I'm waving at you, boy. Ran off on the plug, too, like True Goy. Imagine me, dude, boy. You can never do what I do, boy. Still ducking shit that I did, boy. Niggas in Paris for hit, boy. These ain't the same type of hits, boy. Shit can get litter than lit, boy. You don't take these type of risks, boy. Cause this boy been throwing that D like Rich Boy. You miss, boy. Your numbers don't add up on the blow. That was 10 years ago. If you know, you know. Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. This thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours. A fraternity of drug dealers ringing off. I just happen to be alumni. Too legit, they still looking at me with one eye. The company I keep is not corporate enough. Child rebel soldier, you ain't orphan enough. A rapper turned trapper can't morph into us. But a trapper turned rapper can morph into Puff. Dance contest for the smokers. I predict snow, Al Roker. If you know, you know. I only ever looked up to Sosa. You all get a bird, this nigga Oprah. Brick layers and ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know. You ever been hit with the water weight, then had to wait? Do you walk away? If you know, you know. When we all clicking like Golden State, and you and your team are the motorcade. If you know, you know. Been granting wishes like a genie to bad hoes in two-piece bikinis. I've been hiding where you can see me. The skybox is right next to Riri's. Solely responsible for showing rappers how to stand on the front lines when trappers started throwing bands. Where were you when Big Meech brought the tigers in? Cause I was busy earning stripes like a tiger skin. Brick layers and ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, the trap door's supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
That's the track is called If You Know, You Know by Pusha T, and it's the number one song as voted by you, BFM listeners. And if you didn't vote, well, that's your fault too. That's your part of the reason that song's number one. Okay, so but you can do it all next week. Let Pearl know, and then Pearl can add them up, and then we can talk about it next day. It is currently 13 minutes to 10 o'clock. Are you aware of what's going on with this B card thing? The simplicity. Firstly, Mike from Torbay. No, I didn't write your response. And yeah, I get what you're saying, Mike from Torbay. But you know, come on. We're all in this together. There's no secret agenda. Commercial radio today's shitbox. Have you heard it? Turn over now for a second. See, shitbox. And at BFM, we're able to play the music and create the programming that you desire, because we know what you desire and you know what we desire. You know what I mean? We don't have the same commercial pressures as the big ugly radio stations. We're a charity. We're a survivor of volunteers and advertising from good businesses and good people who support our vision and you, the listeners. And that is why we ask you to contribute to keeping BFM alive by signing up for a Simplicity B card. You can do that for as little as $4.20 a month. Good friends, you know, that's what friends do for friends, you know. It says here, be a GC. What does that mean? Oh, I have to look that up on the Google. And then go to 95bfm.com/signup. And for $4.20 a month, you can help make the radio station what it is. And it means you can win prizes. Prizes like a double pass to add to Adult Night at the Museum on the 20th of July, where it's a basically lights all go out in the museum. You take a torch and all the galleries are open. And you can sneak around. And there's all sorts of treats and fancies there. And it finishes up with a big hoo-ha in the grand foyer at the end of the night with music and nibbles and all that sort of stuff. It's a good time. It's a good time. I've been there before for the late night at the museum. This is the adults' night at the museum, so one wonders what sort of temptations will lurk in the shadows that evening. That's for Friday the 20th. If you'd like to go along to that, just text in your name and your B card and the word adult to 5395 and do that now. Lovely. It's the old 11 minutes to 10 o'clock Danzig track.
Breakfast with Mikey Havoc.
Thanks to Orcon Broadband.
Comes the light, comes the flame, comes the child you raise. Come the soul, come the flame, come the end of bliss's reign. Come the down here, come the day, wake the south dead soul up. Come the fire.
look at that. Medicinal Danzig. Everyone should, you should take Danzig twice a day, actually, if you really need to get yourself like a rescue remedy. It's 5 minutes to 10 o'clock now, and that means breakfast is we're just starting to put our tools back in the shed, aren't we? We're just starting to roll up the old AstroTurf and say, ta-da, and prepare the studio for morning glory. That means we've got the one last final chore of the show. And that is to announce the final call winner this morning. This morning's final call winner is Richard. Good on you, Richard. And he's chosen a wonderful song to end the show with, which will also be on the BFM Breakfast Spotify playlist, the Orcon Final Call Spotify playlist, which is on the BFM Breakfast page on the BFM website. Hey, thank you very much for listening to the show this morning. My name is Mikey Havoc. Thank you, Joe Guy, for producing. Thanks to everybody that was made the show what it was. And thanks to you for listening. This is Muscles Ice Cream. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Remember, you can do it, probably. Richard goes in the drawer for an Orcon UE Boom wireless Bluetooth speaker. Ooh.
I just wanna dance. I just wanna dance.